You wake up in your room, or at least a version of it. It's night, and the blinds are closed, but something feels off, like you're in a dream. You pinch yourself and you feel the skin there, but there's no pain. You jump up and you're flying. Like flipping a switch, gravity eludes you and you become weightless. You swim through the air a bit, but it feels like being in a swimming pool. There's nothing resisting your arms and legs as you cut through it. You allow yourself to gently float back down to your bed when the door opens, and you're greeted with the sexiest woman you have ever seen. She's a tall, lanky brunette with piercing dark eyes and a mischievous smile, like she's already planning some very naughty things for you. Her long, wavy hair weaves all the way down to her perfect ass, and the moonlight gives you a glimpse of her beautifully perky C-cup tits. Her name is Olivia, and she's going to tear you apart. She's wearing a skin-tight white body stocking that fits her like a glove, and seeing her boobs and ass straining to break free of their tight outfits makes your dick want to break free of yours. Though it's only when she flies over to your bed do you notice that she has the white wings of a dove sprouting forth from her shoulders.
Hello, mortal. I am Olivia, and welcome to heaven. What? Did the wings not tip you off? You're dead, gone, deceased, departed, passed away, cadaverific. What was the last thing you remember? Crossing the street...
Yeah, sorry that this is the way that you have to learn the news, but you got hit by a drunk driver and died instantly. God really should make it so that everyone who ends up here knows that they died and how. But the backlog of support tickets is quite literally 15,000 years long, so I doubt that my complaint is going to go through anytime soon. Anyway, you're dead and you've been dead for a week and a half. And God didn't find any big sins on your record, so you got into the good part of the afterlife. Aw, you didn't believe in him? No biggie! Love thy neighbor is all that really matters to the big G, to be honest. And now you're here. Trust me, we're going to be doing plenty of loving thy neighbor. No, masturbation isn't going to stand in the way of heaven. God created the pleasures of the flesh. He wants you to use them. Seriously, whoever wrote that book must not have even met Jesus or the prophets at all. Half of Jesus' following were prostitutes. You should have seen some of the things he and Magdalene got up to. Ah, shit, I'm getting off topic. Before I go on a 3,000-year tangent about the history of the universe, let's cut to the chase, shall we? Don't be scared, mortal. Nothing's going to ever hurt you again. Unless you want it to. What I'm trying to get at here is you're in heaven now. Just as you fulfilled your duty on Earth to your fellow humans by being a good person and loving thy neighbor, it's time for me to fulfill my duty to you and introduce you to your eternal reward. You can have and do anything you want here. Anyone you want here. It's like a dream, but you're awake. And it's going to last the entire rest of forever.
Oh, wow. It seems someone's already getting a little bit excited to start their eternal reward. Just envision for a second. All of your clothes being off. Good boy. Now let's see what we're working with here. Wow, definitely one of the bigger ones I've seen this century.
Well, at least before they all start enlarging them and making them so angry.
I love the way it throbs and pulses and it's all red and veiny like that. It's like, a caged animal trying to break free.
I can't wait to make it twitch and pulse and spray everywhere while you beg and moan like the good mortal boy you are. don't worry. We'll definitely discuss the enlargement later. I still can't forget that one guy last century who gave himself a horse's I'm getting off topic again. Shit. For now, let's get started, shall we? Just to give you a heads up, we angels can talk to you telepathically while we're doing all kinds of things to you. Oh, and your lips taste divine, by the way. You're absolutely fantastic at this. I'm already starting to feel some wetness between our legs. You must have kissed a lot of girls on Earth. You didn't? This is your first kiss, and you just used your new powers to make yourself good at kissing? Oh, I'm so sorry, mortal boy. I'm going to do everything to make it up to you, okay? Be a good boy and feel my full red lips roam over yours. Feel my tongue probing, licking, and caressing all over your lips. Oh, fuck! Look at your cock! It's already shooting pre-cum everywhere. Oh, it's all over my outfit. Why so much pre-cum? Yeah, even without you making any alterations of your own yet, anatomy works a little bit different in heaven. Whenever a guy emits pre-cum, it shoots out all over the place like regular cum. Feels pretty good too, huh? Oh, and it doesn't stop. You're gonna keep squirting like that for me, like a good boy, all the way until you come for real. However, do you like the way your pre-cum is making my outfit all wet and sticky, even tighter against my skin? Ah, do you like the way it looks, my good mortal boy? And don't get me even started on what happens when you come in heaven. Alterations. Yeah, so you see how you made yourself fly earlier and made your clothes disappear just by willing it? You can change anything in heaven that way, even your own body. Give it a try. I'm going to be intrigued to see what you come up with. Oh my god. Holy shit, your cock, it's the size of a bowling pin. And these balls, they're the size of grapefruits now. What a good boy growing for me like this. I can't hold it any longer. I need this in my mouth now. I'm feeling my mouth sucking and sucking on your meaty pole like a catfish sucking up its prey. Feel my tongue lick up and down your veiny throbbing shaft. I'm not gonna let up. I'm gonna give you your eternal reward in all of its sloppy, sticky glory. Feel me swirling around your swollen, throbbing head and feel my tongue turning and twisting and licking all over that poor thing as he wants to desperately burst all over my mouth. You're not the only one who can modify himself here. Feel as my second tongue wraps around your rock-hard cock like a boa constrictor that's just found its next meal. Feel as she winds down and down and down until she's lightly flicking the top of those massive, musky balls. You feel that trying to push into your urethra? That's my new third tongue. Feel it as it pokes and probes its way into the inside of your cock. Yes, good boy. Keep those adorable little moans coming. I want to hear you shudder and beg as my third tongue flicks and caresses over the sensitive inside of your cock. Moan and whimper for me as my second one twists and flicks around your balls.
What's that?
You're going to come. Don't hold back.
Be a good boy and let all that hot spunk out.
Boy, do I have a surprise for you.
Angel saliva is a natural lubricant, and it's the best one you'll ever feel. It's thick, it's gelatinous, it's slippery. It's like a warm, wet hug over your cock. And the best part is, it never dries unless I want it to. Good boy keeps shooting all that pre-cum over my hands, my arms, my tits.
Wow, you're shooting it everywhere. It's all over my outfit now. Wow, I think I just felt a drop land on my ass.
Oh, I know you can't resist it, baby boy. Come all over it. Shoot your thick, creamy load all over my face. Your cock is screaming, crying, begging for the chance to empty everything out over my pretty face, my perfect tits, and my ruby red lips. Let go for me, baby, please. Look at you, baby. You're spurting and splattering everywhere. You're all over the bed and the room. Oh, I just love seeing how much cum you produce. I'm not sure you're going to be able to hear me over all those wonderful moans you're making. But that's kind of the thing about male orgasms here in heaven. You get one contraction per millisecond. Each contraction feels like the sum of every orgasm you've had in your mortal life at once. And each contraction has as much cum as a normal orgasm. It comes out so much and so fast, it's almost like peeing. Oh, except with the obvious extreme sexual pleasure, of course. But that's the best part. Orgasms in heaven last way longer than just a few seconds. You're gonna be at this for several minutes. So, sweet little mortal, how was your first orgasm in heaven? Of course you were gonna say heavenly. Now, you notice how you're still hard? That's because there's no refractory periods in heaven. We could keep going as many times as you like. Come on. I'm gonna show you what else heaven's best angel has in store for you.